Now, the Tarkine, it's a great swathe of globally significant rainforest, heathlands, unique cave formations and wild coastline in northwestern Tasmania. The Tarkine, you might remember, hit the headlines briefly last month when the Federal Environment Minister, Tony Burke, basically ignored his own expert advice and declined to put the entire area on the National Heritage List. Instead, all but a thin strip of coastline was protected. Here's our environment editor, Greg Borschmann.
The overtly political nature of Environment Minister Tony Burke's decision not to heritage list the Tarkine Rainforest Wilderness in Tasmania has shocked both environment groups and the heritage sector in Australia. So what's at stake?
The Tarkine is the greatest temperate rainforest in Australia, and it's one of the great remaining wild unprotected regions anywhere on Earth.
That was former Greens leader Bob Brown. For the miners, it's a different story.
The Tarkine is a region where mining and nature have coexisted for over 100 years. In fact, the Rosebery mine is the oldest continuing AW workplace anywhere in the country.
That was Paul Howes, National Secretary of the Australian Workers' Union. Ken Boundy is a former Managing Director of Tourism Australia. He played host to Environment Minister Tony Burke when the Minister visited the Tarkine last year.
Tony paddled a kayak on the Pyman and I think he understood very much the fact that this is one of the last great wilderness areas of the world.
Ken Boundy has spent 8 years with other owners developing a tourism operation at Corunna, an old mining town on the Pyman River.
I was very surprised when the final decision was made. It seems Tony Burke's attitude seemed to have been coloured by other influences.
And that's the key to understanding the story. According to global media network CNN, the Tarkine is the world's number one wilderness area. But it also sits over the Mount Reid Volcanics, a highly mineralised province. Copper, tin and zinc deposits have forged towns like Zeehan, Queenstown, Tulla and Rosebery. Cassie O'Connor is the Tasmanian Minister for Aboriginal Affairs and Climate Change. She's also the Greens Environment Spokesperson.
State Labor here in Tasmania has long made it clear it wants to mine the Tarkine. I think that Federal Labor feels a level of vulnerability here, particularly in the northwest seat of Braddon, and I wouldn't be surprised if Sid Sidebottom had been in Tony Burke's ear. I do think that this decision came down to politics at the end of the day.
Sid Sidebottom is the Federal Labor member for Braddon, struggling to hold his seat on a 7.5% margin. Lyndon Schneider's National Campaign Director with the Wilderness Society says it's not just about saving a seat or two. He sees an internal war within Labor to remove itself from the Greens and return to Labor's working class roots.
Tarkine's the first victim from a conservation perspective of this war. It's a war that needs to be resolved. It's a phony war.
Lyndon Schneider's in large part blames Labor power broker AWU boss Paul Howes.
He beat it up out of all proportion, talked about thousands of jobs when literally we're talking about one or two small mine sites. He demonised the Greens and the conservation movement. He got in bed with the Tasmanian Labor government, who decided this was some way of holding on to some of their northwest seats. And hats off to him for delivering on a textbook campaign, but it's a Pyrrhic victory because it's not going to be a real victory. The conflict will continue. The issues won't get resolved. His members will lose out. The environment will lose out. We'll all be losers, and we can thank Paul Howes for that.
It's poorly understood that the real success of the AWU's Tarkine campaign has been to torpedo, for now, any chance of a World Heritage nomination. A raft of cultural and natural World Heritage values in the Tarkine were identified in 2011 in a report to the Commonwealth and Tasmanian governments by heritage expert Peter Hitchcock. But critically, Clause 106 of Labor's federal platform specifically rules out mining or other resource extraction in national parks and World Heritage areas. And Paul Howes is well aware of that.
We have argued for a long period of time that a part of Australia which has the highest unemployment rate in the country shouldn't be further penalised by either shutting down existing mining operations or prohibiting new mines to go ahead.
Heritage listing wouldn't have banned mining. Why was there such a push to stop the listing?
Heritage listing would have prohibited mining in those areas where those mineral deposits are.
In what way?
Well, if mineral deposit areas were World Heritage listed, that would have prohibited mining.
But this is not World Heritage listing. This is on the National Heritage List.
Yeah, but the debate that's been taking place over the last 12 months has been about World Heritage listing.
So for now, any further protection for the Tarkine rests with the Tasmanian government, which, like federal Labor, is focused on jobs. The irony is, on current trends, Australia is set to lose heritage values in the Tarkine, and Labor's Sid Sidebottom is on track to lose Braddon. Kevin Bonham is a Tasmanian poll analyst.
Sid Sidebottom is probably in a lot of trouble in terms of retaining his seat, irrespective of what happens in the next few months and even with any advantage he may gain from this Tarkine decision by Minister Burke.
Tasmanian poll analyst Kevin Bonham ending that report from our environment editor Greg Borschman. And just to correct my introduction there, the government's expert ignored the expert advice, is what we're saying, to protect the national heritage, just the entire Tarkine forest, and instead opted to protect only a thin strip of coastline.